Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
We're back. It's 13 After. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. And if the three rules of successful real estate is location, 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 then it can arguably be said that the three rules to success in small business is networking, networking, networking. And a gentleman that Entrepreneur Magazine called the networking guru, Dr. Ivan Meisner, is our guest on the show today. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. He's the founder and CEO of BNI, Business Networking International, which he founded in 1985. This organization now has thousands of chapters throughout North America, Europe, Australia, and Africa, and we're going to get him to tell us more about that a little bit later in the show. He received his PhD from the University of Southern California. He is the author of other books, including his bestseller, The World's Best Known Marketing Secret, as well as the book I'm holding in my hand, The World's Best Known Marketing Secret, the second edition, Building Your Business with Word of Mouth Marketing, which he co-authored with Virginia Devine. Dr. Meisner, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you with us. And also, your other book is called Business by Referral.
Yes.
But you've written four total, right?
Yes.
What are the other two?
7 Second Marketing, which is about memory hooks doing introductions into large groups of people, and Networking for Success. That one's no longer in print, but the other three are still available.
Well, congratulations on the second edition of The World's Best Known Marketing Secret. Let's talk about that title for just a minute. The World's Best Known Marketing Secret. How can it be best known and a secret at the same time?
Yeah, that is a paradox. It's actually fairly easy. If you ask people, have you ever heard the expression word of mouth? Almost everyone says, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, well, how do you build your business through word of mouth? Most people don't have a clue. Unfortunately, what little that we are teaching people about word of mouth in colleges and universities in this country is actually not fully accurate.
One of the things that you mentioned in your book in the first chapter is something you call the word of mouth factor.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
Well, the word of mouth factor basically says that people are more likely to talk about you when they're upset with you than they are when they're happy with
right.
you. Most studies that I've seen really hold that theory true.
Well, my comment on that is, and I've said this on the show many times before, is that 100 happy customers won't do as much good for you as one unhappy customer will do damage.
Yeah, and isn't that unfortunate? I mean, as a business professional, wouldn't it be nice if people who are happy with your service would talk about you as much as those who were unhappy?
Right.
But I'm afraid they don't. People expect good customer service. When they get it, they're satisfied. When they don't get it, they tell everybody and their mother about the bad experience. And so it's very important. Now, sometimes people think I'm saying customer service isn't important. And so I think it's real important to understand that that's not what I'm saying. Customer
mm-hmm.
service is very, very important and critical. But if really customer service is a union card, it allows you to do repeat business. But it doesn't necessarily mean that those people are going to go out and talk positively about you.
By the way, before I go any further, I want to thank a mutual friend of ours, Steve Martin, of the Positive Way. You were in Buffalo, New York recently visiting with Steve, and Steve introduced us, and I want to thank Steve formally on the air for introducing us so that we can be friends. And of course, that's classic network marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's classic networking. Absolutely. It was great meeting Steve. I'd done a little work with him through BNI, but I hadn't actually met Steve. I had an opportunity to meet him when I was there in Buffalo.
Steve's very active in his marketplace, and he's an outstanding small business resource. He's a member of my Brain Trust, by the way, and has been with me several times. In fact, Steve will be with us on the show next week. We're going to be talking about inventory management. But Steve's a good man, and I appreciate him introducing us. And I understand you guys had a real good visit while you were there.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
What all did you talk about when you were there? I want you to take a few minutes and talk to us about BNI. What were you doing when you went to Buffalo? What were you accomplishing there?
Well, when I went there, I was really talking about networking and many of the things that we're talking about this morning. But I spoke to several of the BNI chapters, which got together and had a big event. BNI is a referral organization. We allow one person per profession to join one of our chapters. So there's one lawyer, one CPA, one banker, one chiropractor. They get together every week and pass each other referrals. Last year, the organization passed over 1 million referrals and generated $366 million in business for the members.
Well, the you know, I've been a member of an organization like that, not BNI, but years ago, I mean, like 25 years ago, I was a member of what we call a salesman's club. And we met for breakfast every Monday morning, and we did exactly what you just said. But it was basically our little – we had about 8 or 10 guys, and there was no great organization. We just met for breakfast and sort of kept each other informed of what was going on in the marketplace.
Right. Well, this is sort of like that, except the focus is primarily to pass referrals. That's really the primary focus of BNI. The average chapter has between 20 and 30 members in it, so it's a little larger than that. And they pass anywhere – 75 and 150 referrals a month on average in a chapter. So
why don't you take a few seconds and tell us how, if someone wanted to start or join a BNI chapter, how would they do that?
Well, they would contact us at BNI headquarters. You can reach us at 1-800-825-8286 in Southern California. It's 909-305-1818. Or you can take a look at and contact us via the internet at www.bni.com. That's BNI.com. And you can contact us that way. We are in 42 of the 50 states of the United States and 6 other countries besides the U.S., including Canada, the U.K., we're in South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand.
Right. So, okay. And I'll give you a chance to give that website out again later on. You mentioned something a minute ago that I wanted to come back to. You said something in one of your other books. You talked about something called a memory hook. What do you mean by that?
Well, a memory hook is something in your mind's eye enables you to envision somebody else's product or service based on something they said. Have you ever been to a business meeting where there were maybe 50 or 100 people and many of them had a chance to do a very short introduction?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, a memory hook is very effective there. You stand up and introduce yourself to a lot of people, not one-on-one, but to a lot of people. They can be fairly humorous. When we get back from the break, I'll give you some examples.
You've done this before, haven't you, Ivan?
Yeah, sure.
He heard the music, folks. He's a radio professional. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the author of The World's Best-Known Marketing Secret. We're talking about networking. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 24 After. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, our phone number. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like to ask Dr. Ivan Meisner, the networking guru, a question about networking, if you're wondering if you're doing a good job of networking, if you don't know how to do it, if you'd like to ask a specific question, the number is 888-822-8255, 1-888-822-8255. Ivan, when we took the break, you were telling us about memory hook, and you were just said that if you've ever been in a group where you were asked to stand up and tell about yourself for 5 or 10 seconds, that's where you were when we took the break.
Right, and one of the best examples I first heard that helped me lay this out conceptually was a dentist who was at a workshop I was doing, and we had 100 people, and we allowed everyone to do one sentence intro. This dentist stood up, gave his name and where his office was, and he raised his right hand as though he were taking the oath of office. And he said, "I'm a dentist. I believe in the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth, so help me God."
You'd never forget him after that, would you?
Never, never. And he sat down, and about 45 minutes later, I was doing my presentation, and I asked everybody there, all 100 of them, I said, "I want you to stand up. I'd like everyone here to point to the person in the room who believes in the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth." What percentage of people would you guess pointed at the dentist?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Everybody knew who
he was. That's funny.
So the point is that if you are a business person and you're doing an introduction to a lot of people, wouldn't you like to be certain that 100% of the people there knew who you were and what you did, and all you had to do is say 12 words?
Whenever I've done that, I'd stand up and I'd say, "I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm a business consultant, and I'm a vice president you can rent." And that always... That always gets. I won't say it's as strong as the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth, but maybe it's close. But that's my memory hook.
It's good. One of my favorite ones is a travel agent who says 90% of all accidents happen in the home, so travel.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Think about this, folks. These are some. Use these as just an example of just some ways to develop your own hook. And this, and the thing about it is the extra benefit you can get from something like that is the examples that we were just giving. You can say those in about 4 seconds and be seated.
Right.
As opposed to the person who stands up and drones on and on for a minute and a half and doesn't say anything, people will not only remember you because you gave them something they could hang on to, but they'll appreciate you because you didn't bore them to death.
That's right. That's
so
right.
You get a little bit of an extra benefit there.
And that's what 7-Second Marketing is all about, that book. What happened was when I released the first edition of The World's Best Known Marketing Secret, a section of it talks about memory hooks. And I talk about memory hooks on my presentations, and everybody came up to me and they'd give me their business card with their memory hook on the back, or they'd email it to me, or they'd fax me. And I ended up, over a period of a couple of years, getting 2,500 memory hooks.
Wow.
And I just thought, gee, I think I've got a book here.
Do you recommend that people put their memory hook on the back of the card?
Yes, or on their brochures or marketing material. As a matter of fact, in 7-Second Marketing, I've got a lot of examples of people that put it on their collateral advertising material.
Mm-hmm.
Used it extensively that way.
Now, there's an animal called a wombat, isn't there? Isn't it in Tasmania or somewhere like that?
Australia.
There's a wombat. There's an animal called a wombat. Now, folks, we're going to talk about a wombat in just a minute, but it's not the furry kind, is it, Ivan?
No, it's not.
Tell us about what you mean when you talk about wombat. W-O-M-B-A-T. What do you mean?
Well, wombat's an acronym, and it stands for Word of Mouth Business Acquisition Tactics. And that's basically a strategy for incorporating word of mouth into your marketing plan. Most business professionals really do not put in or really do not have a marketing plan for their word of mouth. They may plan their advertising strategies, but or have a business plan, but they don't have a word of mouth marketing element in their business plan. And I think that word of mouth is a form of advertising, and you need to plan it and structure it the same way you plan and structure your other mediums of advertising.
One of the reasons I agree with you 150% is because a lot of the people who are listening are just starting out and they have no budget for advertising. My radio stations are not happy about that, but that's just the way it is. They're just going to have to wait till they grow up. These companies grow up a little bit, but they have no budget for that.
Sure.
But you and I have no budget for. We don't have to have a budget for word of mouth marketing.
Well, that's correct. Now your radio stations will probably like this because I think if you want to be successful in business, you have to advertise. Whether you're talking about radio or direct mail or television or print media, different forms work more effectively for certain types of products and services. I think everybody should use word of mouth. The problem is nobody is planning it. Very few people understand. They think it's kind of like the weather.
What we're going to talk about when we come back, folks. Ivan, stand by. Folks, we're talking to Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the author of The World's Best-Known Marketing Secrets, an outstanding book on networking. We're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. It's 33 After. Thank you very much for joining us. We're having a great visit with my new friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the author of The World's Best-Known Marketing Secret, Building Your Business with Word-of-Mouth Marketing, which is networking, folks. It's in its second edition, and folks, let me tell you something. You don't print it the second time if the first one wasn't a great success. Congratulations, Dr. Meisner.
Thank you.
And folks, in Chapter 3, which is called Hand-to-Hand Wombat, not hand-to-hand combat, and we're not talking about, although sometimes it might seem like that. When you're doing some networking out there, sometimes it might seem like hand-to-hand combat. But in Chapter 3, you say that there are three types of people in business. The first one is those who make things happen. The second is those who wait for things to happen. And three, those who say, what happened?
Right.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I think that there's a lot of people, I think a lot of business professionals are basically cave dwellers.
Cave
dwellers. They get up in the morning, they're in this large cave with a big screen TV.
Yeah.
They go out to their garage, and they get into this little cave with four wheels called their car. They drive to this other really big cave with computers called their office.
Uh-huh.
They stay there all day long, and at the end of the day, they get back into their little cave with four wheels, drive back to their large cave with the big screen TV, and they say, gee, I just don't know why I'm not getting any referrals. Well, networking is a contact sport. You've got to get belly-to-belly with other people if you want to get any... generate any referrals or word-of-mouth business. And I think a lot of business people don't really fully understand that, how that works.
Well, see, I see that all the time. And you and I are of the same mind on some of the organizations that we think we should belong to. You and I are both Rotarians.
Yes.
I'm very active in my Chamber of Commerce, and I imagine you are too.
Yes.
Or have been. And it's interesting to me, the people who will join the Chamber of Commerce, they'll lay their $225 down or whatever. We never see them or hear from them for a year, and then when it comes time for renewal, they don't come to any of the mixers or anything. When it comes time to renew, they send us a letter and say, I'm dropping out because I didn't get anything out of it.
I didn't get anything out of it. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, and worse yet, they'll not only send the letter at the end of the year, but they'll complain to their friends, I didn't get anything out of the Chamber.
Yeah.
I don't know why I ever joined the thing.
Right.
Which is really unfortunate because they didn't work it. You know, it's not called NetSit or NetE. It's called NetWork.
That's right.
And if you want to build your business through word of mouth, you have to work the organizations you belong to.
In that same chapter, you talk about two key strategies for a hand-to-hand wombat, developing a powerful, diverse network of contacts.
Yes. I think there's two things that you need to do in order to have a solid word of mouth-based business. One is to develop a powerful, diverse network of contacts, which means you need to diversify your networks. Take a look at the kinds of organizations you belong to and select strong ones to support your business. And the second thing is to develop a positive message and deliver it effectively. I've seen people who didn't have one side or the other of that handled and didn't do well. Maybe they had a lot of networks and a lot of contacts, but they didn't have a good message put together. Or maybe they had a great message, but they didn't have good contacts. You have to have both in order to have a solid word-of-mouth-based business.
Right. By the way, tell our audience where they can get your book.
The book is available at most major bookstores, particularly Barnes & Noble, Borders. It's also available at select B. Dalton and Walden Books. Definitely available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. As a matter of fact, I just learned yesterday that we made the bestsellers list on the UK Amazon.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's outstanding. International. That's some great news. And by the way, I'm sure with your other books that if they went to the search engine in any of those sites and they typed your name in, they would be able to see a list of your other books.
Yes. Three of my four books are still in print, and they're on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can also get the books on the BNI website, www.bni.com.
Right. One of the things that I don't know if you read U.S. News & World Report, but recently I saw an article in there, quite an extensive article on shyness. People who were so shy, they were actually pathologically shy. I mean, they couldn't get outside, and it wasn't necessarily anxiety. They just were extremely shy.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts. That helps. That keeps a lot of people from networking.
A lot of people. Now, you know, obviously, if you're pathologically shy, that's a problem. You can probably get over through one of my networking books. But if you're like the average business person and a little shy to just walk up and introduce yourself, I can't tell you how many people I meet that say, oh, I just have a hard time introducing myself out of the blue at Chamber Mixer. There are several suggestions I have that would help with that.
Go ahead.
One is to volunteer to be either the ambassador at a chamber or a visitor host at a group like BNI. Dr. Del Shealy in her book Skills for Success talks about the importance of acting like a host, not a guest.
Yeah.
When you're at business events. And it's a great story in her book, but people still have a hard time acting like the host.
But see, I, the reason that I'm having a hard time with that, I'm still trying to get, I'm talking even before that, you can't be a host if you can't introduce yourself to someone. What about...
Well, actually, you can. That's my exact point.
Well,
is that if you volunteer to be the ambassador or if you volunteer to be the visitor host, it is then your job introduce people.
No, I agree with you, but what I'm saying is that are you going to do that? Are you going to volunteer to be a host if you have a problem with shyness?
Well, I think for those people that I've trained, yes, because they're shy because they don't know how to start the conversation.
Yeah.
They're worried that if they just walk up and start talking to someone, that someone is going to think that they're being rude or obnoxious. Yet, if you follow the philosophy that I talk about with giver's gain, which we can get to when we get back from the break here, I think you can do it very effectively.
I do want to talk about that. In fact, folks, that's the next thing we're going to talk about, something that I agree with Dr. Meisner on, giver's gain. Stay with us. It's 39 After. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 After. I'm sorry, it's 44 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Dr. Ivan Meisner is our special guest. He is the networking guru, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, and he's the author of the world's best-known marketing secret, Building Your Business with Word-of-Mouth Marketing. Ivan, give us your website again, please.
www.bni.com.
And when you go there, folks, you can find out about how to join a Business Networking International chapter, how to start a chapter, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff is there?
Yeah, a whole lot of information about BNI, all of the locations. There's a directory of all of the locations. We also have posted a couple of years' worth of our newsletters, so that you can get a real feel for the organization.
Can you tell me quickly how you would go about starting a chapter?
Well, if there is no chapter in your area, you would need to refer someone to us who would want to be a regional director. That would be the person who would actually manage the chapters and get things going. And then
Right. We
work with that person in starting up chapters. They have to go through 3 full days of training. They get a 250-page manual on how to run the groups. It's a pretty structured program. With
mm-hmm.
1,400 chapters, we've made every mistake you can think of.
Yep.
So we try and get people not to reinvent the wheel.
And what about money? What's the charge?
There's a whopping $225 a year. It's a pretty
per
reasonable
person.
Per member, yeah.
Oh, per member, uh-huh.
It's a pretty reasonable program.
That is reasonable.
It's less than most chambers.
I see. Okay. But I'm sure you don't recommend that it replace the chamber.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's two different things.
Yeah, we view the chamber as a compatible organization, not a competitive organization.
Absolutely. One of the things that I want to talk about is I want to go back to your giver's gain comment, Ivan. One of the things that I have been so pleased and a little bit surprised about is the wonderful relationships that I have made, the virtual relationships that I have made since I've been doing my radio show now for more than a year and a half. And a lot of people, you know, you've heard people say that the internet is cold. Well, you know what? The network that I have been able to develop via the internet and through this show, the virtual relationships I've been able to develop have been very warm and giving, and I have met so many people who believe in the concept of giver's gain. I believe that myself, and I know you do, and that is at the essence of networking effectively and properly, isn't it?
Well, I think the operative word there is effectively. I absolutely agree. If you want to build your business through word of mouth, you have to practice that concept, the idea of what goes around comes around. If I help you, you'll help me. We'll all do better as a result of it. I see it day in and day out in my efforts in networking. And people who are there to help others do well end up doing very, very well themselves.
By the way, folks, I want to talk just a little bit about the architecture of this book. This is a very well laid out book. The architecture of this book is excellent. There's a lot of narrative, but there are also graphics. There's some great little affirmations in here that are we used to call them blurbs that are stuck all over each one of the pages. For example, here's one: the key to building a word of mouth based business is mutual support, relationship building, and the development of lasting professional friendships. Those kinds of comments stand out on every page all over this book. There are just a lot of different things. It's a very interesting book. You will not doze off reading this book. I can assure you, and I want to congratulate you again, Ivan, on how you've laid the book out.
Thank you.
Let's move over and talk about something called the Ten Commandments of Networking, a mixer.
Yes.
Now, remind, there may be somebody out there who doesn't know what a mixer is. Tell us what that is.
Well, a business mixer, where you get many business professionals together in an open environment to let people network. Chambers do business mixers, pretty much, where they get all of their members together and mix and mingle and pass business cards around.
But it could also be a picnic. I mean, it doesn't have to be something where you'd necessarily, a mixer could be anywhere. You might not pass your business card around. You might not talk a lot of business, but somebody or somewhere is going to say, hi, Jim, what do you do?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, what I had in mind when I wrote that section was really the Chamber of Commerce
yeah.
business mixer.
Right.
But you're right. Parties are a form of a mixer, and You certainly want to be prepared, I think, even in parties, to be able to talk about your business if the appropriate time comes up.
And know how far to go at each setting. Sometimes, you know, if it's a really a business setting and the people are interested, then you can talk, you know, talk quite a bit about yourself and your business as well as get them to talk about themselves. But if you're eating a hot dog at a picnic, you know, maybe you just want to make your memory hook, as you say, and then move on. Let's talk about some of the Ten Commandments. The first one is have your networking tools with you at all times.
Yeah, I see a lot of people who go to these meetings. We're talking about non-effective participation in the chamber. I see people who go to chamber mixers, and they don't bring any business cards. And you go, well, why exactly are you here?
You know what, I call that being unarmed.
Yeah, absolutely. They are definitely unarmed. And so you've got to have the tools, and I talk about what some of the tools are, the business cards obviously being one of them.
Another one is set a goal for the number of people you'll meet. Now, I like that because that sort of puts a little pressure on you to get out of your shyness.
Yeah, it does. And ironically, most people, the only goal they set as they cross the threshold into the room is the time they plan on leaving.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or they may say, I'll only have one glass of wine tonight, or I'll stay away from the hors d'oeuvres. And those are their goals. And I think that you need to set some goals as to the number of people you'll meet or the type of people you'll meet.
The third commandment is one we've already talked about. Act like a host, not a guest.
Right.
That's an excellent one. Stand by, Ivan. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the author of The World's Best-Known Marketing Secrets, is our special guest. We're talking about networking. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 50 After. We'll be right back. It is, in fact, a beautiful morning. Anytime I wake up in the world of small business, it's a beautiful morning for me, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He is going to soon become an old friend because he's agreed to return to talk to us about other things. Folks, we've only scratched the surface of some of the good stuff in their new book, which is called The World's Best Known Marketing Secrets. It's about networking, folks, and that you've heard me say before that the three rules of being successful in your small business is networking, networking, networking. It costs you nothing but a little bit of your time, a little bit of your breath, and a little bit of practice. And that's what this book is all about. And that's what Dr. Meisner does his whole life, is to help people understand how to be more effective at networking and therefore more successful in your small business. We're finishing up a few of the Ten Commandments, Ivan, of networking, a mixer. And number four is listening and ask the 5W questions, the interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, when, and why.
A good networker has two ears and one mouth and uses them both proportionately. and it's hard to find good networkers sometimes. You really need to listen to what people have to say to you, and that's the way you can best help them, because they may express a need that they have. And that's what we're going to do business in the long run, when you help people.
You know, one of the things that I really think is key to being a good networker is to genuinely be interested in the person that you're networking with.
Yes.
Give them a chance to network with you and give them your full attention. And my experience has been the more I get them to tell me about themselves, that's another way that they will remember me.
Yeah, I think it's all about developing trust. But when you establish trust, it's easy to establish a long-term relationship.
Yeah. Another one, number five, give a lead a referral whenever possible. I do that all the time. I like doing it. You know what? I call it putting good people with good people.
That's a good way to put it. It really is. It is important whenever possible to give referrals to people, legitimate referrals, something that really helps them out.
You know, I have found by doing that over the last 30 years or so, I have found that rarely a day goes by that somebody doesn't call me and say, Jim, I need so-and-so. Who's a good person to call?
Yeah, well, then you've become a gatekeeper. And once you become a gatekeeper, watch out, because you're going to get a lot of business.
Well, and you know what? I like doing that, because most of the time I know somebody good to call, and I tell them, I say, now, if you don't get what you need, you call me back and let me know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Number six, describe your product or service in 60 seconds.
Yeah, and I talk about the use of memory hooks there, but that when you have an opportunity to do more than a few sentences, go into a little bit more detail and give some benefit statements of the product or service that you offer.
Right. And folks, there are four more, but you're going to have to buy the book to get those four. Or come back and join us the next time that Dr. Ivan Meisner is on the show. And we're going to talk about this book and some of the other things that he has to say. He's agreed, by the way, folks, to join the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. And Ivan, and I appreciate you doing that. We've got 30 seconds. I want you to make your closing comments, please.
I think the most important thing for your listeners to remember is that networking or building your business through word of mouth is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other business professionals. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a way to build a long-term, solid foundation for an extremely successful business.
Well said. I like the farming versus hunting metaphor. I think that's very well said, because it's such a positive thing. You're nurturing these relationships. You're not trying to slay them, right?
That's correct. And I think in this high-tech society we have, everybody wants quick results, and,
right.
And networking takes a little bit more time, but it's very, very profitable.
Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The World's Best-Known Marketing Secret. Ivan, thank you very much for joining us. We're looking forward to having you back again.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Got
to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.